You will now enter into a venture that you've never been on before. When you look back over 2020, you will be amazed and astounded how so much will have taken place. Miracles and healings, demonstration of God's power. Will be so many, you say, oh, I forgot that. You will have to have a recording system to keep up with all those things that will take place. That which were lost shall be found. That which is missing shall be replaced. That which you do not know, you will come to know. 2020. Visitation shall take place.
My God.
I will visit my people by my spirit. 2020. And in this year, you will have angels appear to you. For I will give direction to those that seek my faith. I will show you abundance of my grace. You should see outpouring of my spirit. Those of you that seem like you've been forgotten, lost in the shuffle. I got my eyes on you. The enemy tried to make you feel like you've been misplaced. And you have no place in this race. But I've been preparing you behind the scene. There's things I have revealed to you or made known to you. It had not yet hit your mind. But I tell you, when your mind get renewed, you're going to say, that is fine. 2020. What about 2020? Taking possession of what belongs to you that the enemy had so long, he thought it was his. But I come to tell you, it's yours, and it was yours all the time. So I say to you, cry no more as in despair, as though you don't have, but begin to rejoice as though it's in your hand, because it is sure to come as you hear these words. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So no more separate yourself from me, but join yourself continually to my presence, to my spirit. I dwell in you to lead you and guide you and teach you. Bring you to a place where joy will overflow beyond your wildest dream, where abundance of my grace will operate in your favor, where you'll find strength to do things that you never done before in the past. Where, as you said in the past, I'm so weak, I'm so frail, never allowed it to come out of your mouth again. Say what I say about you. I'm the strong, not the weak. I'm more than a conqueror because he lives in me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, get ready. If you're not ready, if you're ready, stay ready. We're about to go on a venture. In the realm of the spirit, many do not know, but they're going to learn this year. That realm is where I live. That realm is where you've been born into. So we're going on a venture. What kind? Holy Ghost. Fire. When? Appearance of angels. Appearance of things suddenly will take place. Suddenly you'll see. Suddenly you have. And other you will know how to walk in to obtain on a daily walk. This grace, this blessing, this God, your Father, God Jehovah, about to show out in this earth. And those who have cruelly, bitterly rejected him, some of them will ride them and say, he's a real God. But you will know he is my Father and I'm his child and you're well provided for. Amen. I believe that's what the Spirit of the Lord had me to say. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want you to boldly, because we're about to do some things this year and throughout today and throughout the year. We're about to go into our new sanctuary. We'll be ready to go in it in June 20 of this year. And we have help from angels. We have help from other people we don't know. The Spirit of God is orchestrating, putting together a plan. You and I are going to work together like we never worked together before. All those things that used to be between us under the rug and wherever they are going to get swept out the door. We're going to be a people that's going to love truly. We're not going to talk one way in somebody's faith and behind their back another way. Our conversation by you can be vivid anytime because it's clean, clear, holy, and godly. And it's lifting you up, not tearing you down. Hallelujah. Because we are family and we're about to invade this county. We're about to invade this state. This earth is about to see God move in a level, in a measure that they ain't never seen it before. Hallelujah. And so get ready. Everything about your life is changing. It doesn't matter about your age. You're going to walk in better health. You're going to walk in more health, more wealth. Hallelujah. They'll be constantly telling of the testimony of the goodness of God. How he has blessed and increased. Amen. So I want you to boldly say, yes, ma'am.